Getting to Church by David Dixon, Church Magazines, based on a true story. Always remember him and keep his commandments. Moroni chapter 4, verse 3.
Wait, you haven't finished your breakfast,
Mom said. Mom pushed the small plates of vegetables closer to Juhayak. Juhayak looked at his breakfast. He was running late. Normally, his older brother went to church with him. But his brother was out of town, so Juhayak had to go on his own today. Mom didn't go to church with them.
Okay, Mom,
Juhayak said. He hurried to finish eating. Then he hugged Mom and headed for the door. Mom stopped him.
Do you have your phone?
Juhayak held it up.
Yes, I can text my primary teacher if I have a problem.
And a sweater under your coat? It's cold.
Juhayak showed Mom his sweater. She nodded. Juhayak hurried out to the street. All the city sounds made him smile. It was fun to live in one of the biggest cities in South Korea. But Juhayak still wished his brother were with him. It always made the trip to the church more fun.
I know the way,
he told himself. And sure enough, before long, he was at the first bus stop. But no one else was there. That was strange. He checked his watch. He must have just missed the bus. Now he would have to wait for the next one. After several minutes, other people started gathering. Finally, a bright blue bus rolled up. Juhayak climbed the steps, paid the driver, and sat down. Juhayak checked his phone after the text alert. It was from his primary teacher. Are you on the bus? Remember, if you get lost, we can come find you. He grinned and texted back.
Yes, I'm on it now.
This was only the short bus ride, though. He would have to ride the second bus for more than an hour. Juhayak looked at the time and frowned. He didn't want to miss church. He loved the part in the sacrament prayers that said, always remember him. That meant always remembering Jesus. And Juhayak wanted to do that. When his aunt and uncle had invited his brother and him to church a few months ago, he met the missionaries. Elder Kim and Elder Moon taught them both about Jesus. The more Juhayak learned about Jesus, the more he loved thinking about him. A new text came in. Have you switched buses yet?
Not yet,
he texted back. The bus pulled up to the busy street where Juhayak needed to get off to switch buses. He asked the driver if his second bus had come. You just missed it, the driver said.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Finally, after the second bus ride, Juhayak hurried inside the meeting house. His aunt and uncle had saved him a seat. He had made it. Juhayak thought about everything he had done to get to church. He thought of all the people who had helped him along the way. He felt that Heavenly Father was glad he was there. Juhayak said a silent prayer.
Thank thee, Heavenly Father, that I can come to church today.
End of the story, Getting to Church. Read by Dwayne Case, Lincoln Gilchrist, and Rena Nelson.